stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Feels like I haven't caught up with you all weekend.
Here we go again. I planned myself a great weekend. I thought, mate, I checked the weather and I'm like, oh yeah, sun's going to be a shining. So I thought, I'm going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Hello.
I'm going to catch myself a sunrise up at the old Glasshouse Mountains. So, I mean, that's what I told everyone I was doing. But in all honesty, I had a hilarious skit to film and put on my Instagram. That's why I had to get up there so early.
Oh, Jesus.
long story short, mate, I did sleep in to the 9 o'clock hour. So just a 5 hour sleep in. So I was a little bit annoyed about that, but I thought no harm, no foul. I'll get up to the top of the mountain and I'll film this thing, chuck it up on Instagram. I'm looking at least 22 likes for this, because in my head, it was just the greatest thing ever. Drove an hour to get to the Glasshouse Mountains, and my car's rattling and shaking. So I thought any minute now, my tires are going to fly off. So I was risking life and limb to get up there in time to film this hilarious skit to put up on Instagram. And I get there, there's no more than, I counted roughly 30 cars in the car park and people looking like it's as if it's Christmas, waiting for people to walk to their cars. It was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen, mate.
Just to climb a goddamn mountain.
Just to climb up a mountain. And it was an easy mountain to climb. I mean, and the view, yeah, of course they're breathtaking, but I mean, they're not great. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many, Google a goddamn thing. It was just a bunch of fuddy-duddies and a bunch of people with kids. They're like, oh, just get some exercise, love, we'll jump up this bloody mountain. So my entire, I got up, like I went to the fuel station in the middle of the night, just before it closed, to fill my car up, because I thought there's no fuel station's going to be open at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had to get a prop for my for my skit. So now that I didn't get to do my skit, do you mind if I read you basically just the treatment of the script?
Please do,
because I want to know if
I was waiting to see where this was going.
Because I mean, long story short,
I feel like I've almost climbed a mountain of my own, but it was a conversational mountain. And to be honest, so far the view's disappointing.
Nothing you put up on Instagram?
I'm going to brush aside a little bit of foliage now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see if the view gets any better.
What's
your treatment for this skit?
I mean, just a basic
mountain
synopsis. I was going to climb up to the top of the mountain. I had my prop in tow.
Mm-hmm.
Open with a wide shot and then zoom into me. And I would have looked at the camera and with all beaming with pride, I would have said, yeah, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than on the top of a mountain, just me and my harmonica. And I would pull out a chocolate bar, right? And I'd look at it and I'd go, oh my God, I've eaten my harmonica. And I thought, oh yeah, that's great, right? I showed up, not a park to be had. I thought, oh, bugger this. I turned around, drove home, ate my chocolate bar on the way home.
Good. Worth it.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. And Zach, the big news of the week that has just gone, Super Bowl, New England Patriots.
I was calling it Super Bowl.
Well, oh, that's a funny thing. That's so funny, because I've actually, I remember you, because you texted me and you're saying, are you watching the Super Bowl? I thought it was a spelling mistake because you said Super Bowl. You were calling it Super Bowl.
No, yeah, obviously.
The entire time, I literally thought that there was a movie out there called Super Bowl. And all I could think, like, I was going through the papers, I'm like, okay, obviously he wants to see it on Monday, I don't know why, but yeah, I guess I'll take some time off and see this hilarious movie. So I thought, you know, great, I'm flipping through papers, I'm on IMDb, I'm all searching the internet far and wide for just a trailer or anything with this. Then I realized, oh okay, it was Super Bowl. Yep. Because I put two and two together. I was watching the game at the time.
My mistake.
But I thought to myself, what a waste of a great title. What a hell of a great waste, you know. So I mean, I took it upon myself last night to make a trailer for Super Bowl.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, and with your permission,
based on my idea, obviously.
Well, based on your spelling error, and based on my ability to roll with the punches.
See how the best movies are written.
Let's have a listen.
Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility. This is my gift, my curse. Who am I? I'm Super Bowls!
If fun for the whole family.
Oh, obviously. And what is it? 3 hours of that?
3 hours of that, and then on repeat.
There can be room for a prequel because the whole 3 hours is just the ticket tape parade after he saved the city.
Yeah,
that's a hero movie I would watch.
Mm.
You don't know what he did. No one talks about it. They just go, this is the guy's ticket tape parade. Watch him march for 3 hours while everyone waves confetti.
Zach, number three, bad Valentine's Day gifts. A pet snake?
Yeah.
No, you don't
know. Okay,
that.
Stop buying snake. This is my problem with people who buy...
I got a license. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Do you?
I have an enclosure.
You have a license to own a snake. Congratulations. I don't want a snake in my house. I go through great lengths to make sure wildlife does not come into my house, fact.
There you go.
That's why I sweep the floor. If my housemates are listening, they're going to call and say I never do. Mm. That's bull.
3221097, housemate hat. Housemate Dave, if you indeed want to call up.
And the only reason anyone ever has their snake is so they can hold it in their profile picture and go, ah.
Yeah. And
My pet is something people are traditionally afraid of.
Not me. I'm not afraid.
Do you have a tarantula as well in there?
Yeah. Do you have a ghost in the closet?
Oh, let me guess. You rounded up a baby alligator or a crocodile, whatever one we have. I don't care.
Nah, we're done with it. Oh, look, here's a picture of me with a frozen mouse, and I'm going to put it next to my snake and then put it on Instagram going, feeding time, and it's going to cause quite some controversy, but then I'm going to say, hey, they need to eat. They do it in the wild. We've been there 1,000 times.
Yeah. If you don't like it, unfollow. boy, do we have some pent-up issues about pet snakes.
I went to a girl's place once, she had a pet snake, and I'm, like, scared of snakes, but she's like, hey, look at this pet snake, and she's like, and I'm like, yeah, look, I'm not that scared of a domestic snake, but I had to pretend, like, don't put that near me, but really, I couldn't care less. I'm like, you're just a pig with a snake. I never saw her again. Zach,
I really hope they're not listening at T-Bone's Australia Zoo.
Hi, my name's Josh from the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. And when I'm on air, the only thing I like to drink is Tyler's Own Rock'em Sock'em Cider, because it tastes good and it's... Oh, shit! Oh, shit! That is going everywhere! That is absolutely going everywhere! Glenn is going to kill me!
Josh and Zach, crowning out your weekend on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's youth alternative.
Of course it is, Josh.
3:36 on the Switch 1197 clock.
Turn it right up and rip your knob off.
There you go, loving that.
Yeah.
Set your clock, set the dial and rip off the knob.
And pull your knob off. Turn us up and pull the knob off. Your knob.
Everyone's loving that.
Yeah.
Especially station manager Andy C, I think.
He's all right.
Nah, he loves that. Loves that kind of borderline...
Like, you don't have to take the advice, is what I'm saying here, Josh.
Who knows what we could do.
And if you're operating a motor vehicle, don't pull the knob. Or your knob. Or anyone's knob.
Stay away from all knobs.
Yeah, well, the gear stick knob you might need to touch.
Yeah, especially if you're doing a hill start, you might want to look into that. But, all right, so across the board, let's say...
text her on the hotline. I'll pull your knob off, mate.
Oh, there you go. That's good. So, thank you for getting involved. 3221097.
Thanks for tuning in.
Give us a call if indeed you ever do.
Oh, that's horrifying.
What's that?
Do you know what we're the background soundtrack for? You're gonna hate this.
Oh no.
You're gonna hate this.
Oh no.
The person I heard from, good friend of the show, Hayden.
Oh, Hayden.
Guess what he's doing today, and why they'd be listening?
Probably pulling his knob.
Nah, mate. They're playing Dungeons and Bloody Dragons.
Are they grown-ups? They're grown-ups.
They're grown-ups.
Oh,
grown-ups.
Okay. I was just making sure. They're playing Dungeons and Dragons. You don't mean... Oh, they made a game version, like a digital game version. That sounds like fun.
No, it's a board game.
They're playing the board game.
They're playing the board game
of Dungeons and Dragons.
They read a book. I think one of them's the Dungeon Master.
Oh.
Or Master.
What do you reckon? I mean, we're not the coolest guys in the world, but I think... I think we found the least cool guys.
I mean, they're the largest group listening to us right now. So, I mean, I love the idea of Dungeons and Dragons. Keep it coming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we can join their crew, mate. Maybe we could get ourselves an 18-sided dice and
actually
and start rolling away.
If they are playing 3221-0197, give us a call. Tell us where you're up to in your Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, fantasy land.
No foul language, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll adhere to that.
Yeah, obviously. Josh, speaking of housemates and house-related things.
Oh, good.
We've had an unsuspecting package arrive at our house.
Oh, you got that, did you?
Yeah. And
is it buzzing?
It's ticking. So the reason I bring this up with you is because when you get a package sent to someone's house, usually just give them a bell.
Mate, it's a glitter bomb.
It's a glitter bomb. Usually just give them a bell. There's something in the mail I'm expecting. It's going to be at yours. Just let me know when it arrives.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll stock standard. And pick it up.
Stock standard.
So me, I got my credit card coming to your house.
Yeah, well, allegedly.
Josh.
off topic.
You want me to go off topic?
Yeah, please.
Okay. This is what's happening in the Josh and Zachary Dungeons and Dragons saga. Apparently, they got to get one of their friends out of a cursed set of armor.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's making him walk to kill orcs. I don't know what any of that means.
Oh, I think that whole game can be summed up with this.
Sounds like one of them's got a curse and is attracted to orcs.
And he's walking funny.
You know, I've got a similar thing going on, but I'm not here to discuss that today. So basically, Josh, what's happened is we've received a package from a previous housemate.
Oh, yeah.
It's been in our house for maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks. Absolutely no contact from, I'll say his name. It's Shay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shay's had a package delivered to her house. We're assuming they're weightlifting supplements of some sort.
Oh, yeah?
And he's not contacted us.
Yeah.
The thing is, he hasn't lived there for 6 months. How often do you buy supplements?
Oh, mate, depends how long how many you take.
Yeah, he takes a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's had this package delivered to our house specifically so we'll call him and have him over.
Oh, the oldest trick in the book.
And it made me think of you immediately. Because I'm like, Josh would love to have this trick in his arsenal.
Josh is currently reading a book called How to Make Friends and Influence People. So
I said arsenal. You were talking over me. I don't want it to be misconstrued.
No, I don't want Shay anywhere near that area.
Him or his package. The only thing I could think is he's set it to purposely be delivered to our house so you can get back in contact with the old boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the old crew together.
Right, but mate, just call us.
I was
going to ask, what tactics have you employed?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, Valentine's Day is less than a week away.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you don't know if the girl of your dreams or the guy of your dreams hasn't called you and said, come on round, maybe just get a package delivered to their house and then they've got no choice, mate. I think we've blown it wide open for the Switch 1197 listeners.
Well, we've cut him off at the pass, mate. We're not calling him about that package. If it stays in our house for 6 months, we're having the supplements.
Mate, you're adding water and you're getting sucked into them.
You got a Christmas present.
Oh, good news. 3221-0197, give us a call if you've got any sneaky tricks to get your crush over your house. Switch 1197, you listen to the Josh and Zach show.
Did you catch it in the morning?
No,
I think it was
Monday
morning.
No, mate, they've thrown down the gauntlet with us, so more to come about that a little bit later, Zach. But we're talking about Super Bowl ads. Everyone loves a good Super Bowl ad, but there's a restaurant, a local restaurant, well, not a local restaurant, it's the biggest restaurant chain in the entire world, I would imagine. I'm not going to say their name because that would be against broadcasting.
What are they specialise in?
They specialise in, let's just call it cheeseburgers and stuff like that. So now everyone knows.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say their name because that would be against the law. So, Zach, I've got a copy of their ad that they played during the Super Bowl. And I just want to have your...
Did it make you grimace at all when you saw the ad?
There was a lot of grimacing on all the ads that I saw.
Yeah.
But this one, there was some grimacing, some douche chillery, and there was just general awkwardness. Would you like to have a listen?
I'd love to.
Here it is.
Hi, welcome to Wings. How can I help you?
2 hash browns and a small coffee.
You know what, for your payment today, do you have your cell phone with you?
Yeah.
Dial up your mom, tell her you love her.
Excuse me?
Hey, Mom. Just wanted to let you know that I love you.
Te quiero mucho. How about you just tell me how much it is?
That is how much it is. Boom!
Your payment today will be telling me what you love about your son.
I love
his compassion for other people.
The total says that she has to dance right now.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That strawberry sundae's waiting on you.
For a strawberry sundae.
You paid with love, and that's all we need.
Your total is one big family hug.
So there you go.
I'm going to stop you right there.
I thought, just before you say anything, I thought if anyone's going to have a problem with this, is my co-host Zach.
Yeah. No, I got a big problem with this. I picked her out right away. The thing I love most about myself is my compassion for other people.
No, she's saying that about her son.
Oh, about her son.
Yeah, she goes,
son.
Name something that you... one thing that I've noticed about him recently is he's incredibly hungry and he doesn't have time for this bloody nonsense going on. Campaign.
Was the son there with...
Yeah.
Okay, so the son's a compassionate guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Real compassionate.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the mum's flipping out the wallet. She's ready to pay.
Yeah.
Johnny come never pay.
As he's sucking down his bloody murder burger. There's no compassion there. Where's he doing it from? A place with like the worst working, well, not the worst working conditions, but I mean they pay these kids minimum wage. To just do horrendous work
that no one wants
to do.
And now all these stores, which we won't mention, are all 24 hours. And now you've got these kids on the night shift. They're thinking about their thesis that they're going to get done.
I just don't think they don't have a very good sort of track record as having a conscience as a corporation.
Oh, no, exactly. But I like
basically it annoys me when companies like this try and tie themselves to being, you know, like community-minded, compassionate, you know, like caring about everybody. No, you don't.
I'll give you a little tidbit on how much they really care. And I did a celebrity house tour while I was in Los Angeles, and they went past the founder of this particular restaurant chain, and his house was the size of quote unquote a city block. So I don't think compassion and all that is really on their forefront. I think they're talking about the almighty.
Go tell that guy what you love about your son and see what his reaction is. Yeah. He won't care.
No, he'll shut the door and
he'll pay someone $7 an hour to pretend to care.
To flip a burger and make sure fries are down. Yeah. But
as long as you feel good about yourself.
At the end of it.
That's all that matters.
I think it's a dangerous thing to start saying or spruiking this idea of you can go to this certain restaurant and they just pay with compassion or pay with, you know, nice words. Or I mean, that was one girl dancing. She's like, oh, here's your strawberry sundae, all you have to do is do a jig. And I'd be like, oh mate, there are so many other places to go, I don't have to sit here and take this bloody nonsense.
I'm not a bear in Russia. I don't have to dance for my food. Not anymore.
It's either a smoothie to go and I'll pay for it, or you can kiss this bloody money goodbye, mate. But I'll tell you what, I'm not kicking up my bloody blue suede shoes to the tune of your bloody dance music.
Do you think the soccer mums are tuning in going, oh, this Josh is a bit of a larrikin, big bald head guy. Oh, but he watches Sex and the City and gets ice cream. He's so relatable.
Oh God, he's sensitive, isn't he? He's a sensitive new age guy.
I can relate to this. Go on, mate.
I've limited myself to a tub a week. And Saturday night is usually the day I'm feeling most sorry for myself. So off I wander to get a little treat for myself. But on my way up, Zach, on this walk, short walk, 5-minute walk, I saw like a bunch of like discarded cards. Like it almost looked like business cards on the ground. I kind of stepped over them and kept walking. But I thought to myself,
"This has gone to the wall."
They went bust. And I thought, I'm like, as I got my ice cream, I thought, I'm going to go back and check what those cards were. Because, you know, I mean, God forbid I should drop a Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast card, which are available on iTunes and podbay.com. And I thought, well, I'd want someone to pick it up and look at it and then use it. You know what I mean? So I thought, well, whatever this company is, I'm going to open it and look at it and then go, well, you know, he dropped all his cards, but he picked up an audience member, basically. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So as I walked past for the second time, I picked one up and I realized they were like swatches. That you would put, you know, how like if you have a new perfume and they give you, oh, this is what it smells like, and you can smell it and whatever. So I thought, well, I'm the luckiest guy in the world right now. I've just picked up a handful of smelly swatches for me to enjoy on my walk back home. I'm smelling them all the way home and I'm loving it. I'm like, this is such a familiar smell. I must have smelt this on a girl before.
Pregnancy test.
No, it was just like a little cardboard thing. And I'm like, I love what this scent is. It's beautiful. And I walked all the way home, and I've got to look into this. Like, this is the most beautiful thing. But it smelled so relatable and so like recognizable. It wasn't until I got almost all the way home when I realized when you go to these perfume stores, they give you the swatches, but first they spray perfume on the swatch.
Yeah.
So I was just smelling blank swatches. So it was just basically cardboard that I was smelling. And I'm going, my memories are flooding back, cardboard.
Mate, it was a scent called Evening Dew.